The air was thick with post-rain humidity and sexual tension. I was all too aware of his presence behind me, the soles of our shoes performing a squishing duet on the vast array of damp fallen leaves. It was a simple walk through the forest, a romantic afternoon date, but we were neither dating nor a romantic couple. We were a lecherous pair, unable to demonstrate basic emotional affection to each other, but unwilling to search elsewhere for it. We were dedicated to each other's bodies, and it was a deeper relationship than the world had ever known. A long, thin, rough rope snaked continuously through his fingers. He held the rope in both hands, clearly visible to me in my peripheral vision, and snapped it taut every few steps. The sound was frightening and beautiful in the serene forest silence, raising the hairs on the back of my neck with its echo. I shivered with nervous pleasure. He stopped before I did. I didn't even notice his absence from my side. So enthralled in my thoughts was I, until I heard his voice cut through the protests of the leaves I continued to tread on. "Madeline." I halted at once and glanced over my shoulder from whence the word came. He stood in the midst of storm wreckage, an array of cracked trees and lush, rain-fed foliage outlining his imposing figure. One of his palms rested on a long, leaning trunk as his eyes appraised the fleshy moss coating the bark. He pushed on it, tried to shake it, even leaned into it with his tall, muscular figure, but the injured tree remained stoically immobile. His eyes lifted to mine with a flash of azure excitement. "This will do nicely."